Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
A major escalation in the Aer Lingus dispute, as you heard. Aer Lingus pilots have announced now that they're going to go on strike on the 29th of June. That's a Saturday. This is in addition, of course, to the work to rule, which is due to start next Wednesday, the 26th. I'm joined now by Captain Mark Tai, who's president of IALPA. Mark, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
So this decision now announced that you'll strike as well. This is in addition, I'm right in saying, to the work to rule.
That's correct. Over the last week, and since our work to rule announcement, and even prior to that, there have been a number of developments in the actions the company have been taking against the pilot body. They have convened what they're calling a pilot sickness review committee. And they are contacting individual pilots and commanding them to attend company doctors. Now, a pilot will always attend a company doctor upon review, but the pilot, it's very important that people understand that it's absolutely a point of law that a pilot who is sick cannot operate and be at the controls of an aircraft with our passengers on board.
Are you saying Secondly, this company sickness review committee is in response to the industrial action? Is that what you're saying?
It was in parallel with it, and we believe it's designed to attack our members. Secondly, we have I and a number of other Aer Lingus members of the executive have received letters from the General Counsel of Aer Lingus, in which we're accused of an orchestrated and unlawful campaign of illegal industrial action, which is absolutely false, but they reserve the right in the letter to initiate legal action in the High Court against us as individuals. And thirdly, yesterday, the Chief Operations Officer has sent a letter to me as President of IALPA saying that our working conditions are not compatible with the business model and that we have to negotiate and agree rather than negotiate, actually, a reduction in our working conditions. Or if that doesn't happen, the company will unilaterally terminate the agreements around our working conditions.
Okay, I'm sure the company would deny any impropriety whatsoever in relation to the sickness review committee and so on. But maybe the latter point that you make is the opening gambit in a negotiation.
Well, I find it hard to believe that anybody would rightly think that the way to negotiate is to issue threats. We have been in negotiations with the company for 22 months on this issue. That's been well established and discussed in the media in the last while. And we remain available to discuss with the company. But the fact is there have been no further meetings with the company, even though we remain available.
Okay,
this has transitioned into an attack on the union at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. This is causing huge distress, some of which is being sent to us via 51551. Can I read you one or two texts and you might respond to listeners? This is from a worried Wexford listener. I booked a holiday with Aer Lingus just before the work to rule was announced. I couldn't get insurance due to the announcement. I don't know where I'm fixed, says that listener. I'll read you one more. John in Letterkenny sends one. But let me read you this from a listener in West Cork. I'm a witness in a federal trial in the US and my flight is scheduled for the 30th of June. I'm very perturbed about this pending strike. Pay the pilots, says that listener. That's one view. But they're anxious travellers and they just want rid of this problem, Mark. It's not helping passengers. Are they just simply collateral damage here?
Oh, no. I've said over and over again, and I mean it from the heart, our intention is never to discommode our passengers. This issue is with Aer Lingus management and how they are treating us. And the fact that they won't give us our inflationary pay claim and we're left taking a reduction in the ability of what we can purchase since 2019 by almost 25%, just for round figures. But the bottom line here is that the company is hugely profitable, 225 million euro profit last year, forecasting immense increases in profits over the coming years. And all they're doing is, this is a position of greed by management and maybe by the group. The group, by the way, that has already sanctioned in the past, in recent years, more than 24% increase in pay for our pilot colleagues in British Airways, our sister company. Yeah. They got it from a period going forward. We've ended up, because of the procrastination of the company, at it for a period going back.
Yeah, they would deny that allegation, of course. Maybe it's your not intention. It's not your intention to hurt passengers. But surely that's the effect of it. You didn't have to announce this strike on the 29th of June. People were perturbed, to use a word from a listener, about the intended work to rule, which starts on the 26th, next Wednesday. So this is a strike in addition to that now, on the 29th of June. Wait, give me the detail on that. This is an eight-hour strike, is that right?
So this is an eight-hour stoppage from 0500 hours to 1300 hours, 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday the 29th of June, which is tomorrow week.
That wasn't absolutely necessary, was it?
It was. And as I said earlier, we are now, not only have there been no more meetings, but we are now looking at a direct attacks on ourselves, on the union and on members. It's not unreasonable at this point to think that this management team has moved on from negotiations, there have been no meetings, onto a union bust.
So what ends this then? I mean, there's an awful lot of passengers, an awful lot of families, an awful lot of businesses depending on Aer Lingus. What brings this to an end, or what could stop the industrial action and bring IALPA and management into negotiation?
We have been in negotiations and we continue to be available for it. What needs to happen is that the management pressure needs to be brought to bear on management to acknowledge that they have withheld our pay, that they should have, like everybody else does for the most part, have increased pay step by step to keep up with inflation, or the best part of it, and they have not. And now what they have here is an attack on us as individuals, an attack on the union, and no negotiations.
Really briefly, who could wield some influence here, in your opinion?
Oh, the company is a publicly quoted company at the stock exchange. They have their managers in Madrid and they have their board.
There's no minister, there's no politician or public body who could help here.
Well, I couldn't speak to what the government may or may not do, but I did previously and continue to welcome on Taoiseach's comments. And Taoiseach is effectively the paymaster of our public service, who have achieved the bulk of the inflationary increases through the state system, which has not been accorded to us. So whatever can be done, and whoever can bring pressure to bear on management to see sense on the reasonableness of our claim in the context of a highly profitable company, should do so.
Captain Mark Tighe, President of IALPA, thank you very much indeed for joining us.